This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The independent monitor for the Aurora Police Department has found issues with tactics that officers used in the shooting death of Kylan Lewis. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
The latest progress report questions the Aurora SWAT team's lack of less lethal options while attempting to arrest the unarmed 37-year-old. It also criticizes officers' approach without cover in such a high-risk stop. Despite criticism in the handling of the shooting, the report says Aurora is making considerable progress in reforming its police department. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
There are fewer than 100 people in the hospital in Colorado with one of the three viruses the state is tracking. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The agency is tracking COVID-19, flu, and RSV on a new dashboard. 88 Coloradans are now hospitalized with COVID-19, a drop of almost 40 from last week. Only 7 people are hospitalized with flu and 1 with RSV. The CDC recommends the RSV vaccine for adults 75 and older and those 60 to 74 who are at increased risk. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
So far, Colorado's fall has felt something like summer, but with much of the state cooling down now, CPR's Joe Wirtz reports on when you might see the first snow.
Parts of the high country saw some flurries last month, with more in the forecast this weekend. In fact, areas near Leadville typically record the earliest average first snow date on September 20th. Meanwhile, most weather stations across the state, on average, record their first snowfall each year sometime in October. Historically, much of the western slope and eastern plains typically get their first snows in November. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
There's rain and mountain snow in the forecast for this weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.